This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Trumpet player Charles Tolliver made some big band recordings in the 1970s and played his arrangements with a few European jazz orchestras. In 2003, he revived his big band for gigs in New York, and later they made an album for Blue Note. In February, Tolliver's band recreated the charts for Thelonious Monk's 1959 Town Hall concert. They now have a new live album out. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the band is hitting its stride.
Charles Tolliver's big band playing the blues and diving headlong into the cheerful exuberance that's a big band's birthright. Tolliver came up in the 1960s among musicians who took their cues from John Coltrane's splashy, high-energy modal jazz, where players would stretch out a while on a single chord or scale. Tolliver's big band honors those roots. Marcus Strickland stirring the cauldron on tenor saxophone. That's from the Charles Tolliver Big Band's Emperor March, recorded live last year in New York. Most every big band smacks of urban bustle, trafficking in horn riffs and counter riffs. Tolliver's mass trumpets, saxes, and trombones call out to each other like friendly rivals who are on the same side. Musical formations build excitement like a big band when everyone piles on like that. You can hear what these leviathans get from the polyrhythmic energy of Cuban orchestras, even when the material is not officially Latin. Plenty of good soloists here, including trumpeter Charles Tolliver himself and saxophonist Bill Saxton and Billy Harper, who's featured on a favorite ballad of Coltrane's, I Want to Talk About You. But above all, big bands need forceful drummers. This one is Gene Jackson, who catches those Latin inflections and lays down a size triple E broad beat. Even when horns melt away to let the rhythm trio run, they play like 16 players are still at their backs. Bassist Reggie Workman was in Tolliver's 70s big band. Anthony Wanzi is on piano. The golden age of big bands is long gone. And in truth, most modern bands don't come close to matching swing-era orchestras for precision or playing in tune, though there are many worse offenders than this one. Charles Tolliver's album, Emperor March, shows why a few idealists continue to mount these high-overhead, lucky if we break even ensembles of a dozen and a half players. They're a lot of fun to write for and play in and to listen to.
Kevin Whitehead is currently on leave from teaching at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Emperor March live at the Blue Note by the Charles Tolliver Big Band.